This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here with The Real Side. Always a pleasure. You would think after that many years I would know that button, where that button is. Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I really do. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us. I appreciate the time you spend, you know, writing in, sending information in. You know, I can't say thank you enough, apparently. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you. But if you head up to the website, you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the stuff that you've been taught to hate. You don't have to. You can join us. You can be part of the Politically Incorrect Posse, my PIPs. And you can find out there is a Patreon button there that you can hit, and that'll take you over to becoming a member of the team, if you would. And I do appreciate one cup of coffee. Just, you can become a member of the team. All you got to do is give up one cup of coffee a month. That's it. Right? Now, if you really want to be a solid member of the team, just give up a car payment every month. And, you know, I'm just saying. Anyway. Always a pleasure to have you with me. All right. So I got so many things that I want to talk about, so many things that I want to hit on, and hopefully I can get through them all. But the first one is the liberals have branded the New York Times as a white supremacist newspaper. So they don't care. I mean, they have... It's almost like these people are offended. All these young people are offended by everything. They want, you know, every piece of any kind of history gone, taken down, whitewashed, thrown away that they may find offensive. You know what their history books are going to have in them? A whole bunch of white pieces of paper. And even that, they'll be offended with it because they're white paper. So... Now, for the first time over the past year, the New York Times faced backlash from liberal readers after the Saturday op-ed argued that White House senior advisor Stephen Miller should be involved in negotiations to strike an immigration deal. The necessity of Stephen Miller, Ross Douthat argued, that although he did not agree with Miller's immigration stances, the White House advisor represented the roughly one-third of Americans who were restrictionists. That's a new one. As well as many of the Republican lawmakers who support this, God, whose support would be needed to pass immigration laws. I'm still trying to figure out restrictionist. Man, thank God the dictionaries aren't printed anymore, right? Because you'd have to print one every other day. A bargain that actually reflects the shape of public opinion, not just the elite consensus, could only happen with someone like Stephen Miller at the table. Miller, known for his hardline views on immigration, has been criticized in the past for associations with some white nationalists, including Richard Spencer. Miller was an undergrad student at Duke University at the same time that Spencer was a graduate student. The White House advisor, who was raised in a Jewish family, And since then, he's had absolutely no relationship with Spencer, and that he completely repudiated his views. So I just find, so the only people, this is what I always found was amazing, the only people that can make decisions for women are women. Right? So you can't have any guys on the committee. The only people who can make decisions for blacks are blacks. The only people who can make decisions for, I don't know, black women are black women. Asian women are Asian women. And apparently the only people who can make decisions for white people are anybody other than white people. You see how they just don't, this just doesn't work. They just don't get it. But seriously, the op-ed alone is what they're complaining about. Oh, I just find this amazing. So it gets to the point, it's just like the word racist, as I've always said. You've made the word racist of no effect. It doesn't scare us anymore. It doesn't mean anything anymore. So if it doesn't mean anything, and it doesn't have a bad connotation because you've thrown it around, then you've ruined it. You've ruined the meaning. You've ruined what the word could bring about, which is conversation. You might get somebody to stop you. You might get somebody who's actually not trying to be a racist, but maybe made a comment that could be considered such by people with two brain cells. They won't stop anymore. Because I look at it now and I go, it doesn't mean anything. You've used it so much, it means absolutely nothing. And then the millennial groups. I love these people. I'm not trying to be mean. But I love these people because, seriously, they want you to take them seriously. They want us to believe that they have a clue. Yet, when we come back from the break, we're going to play a piece from Campus Reform on the State of the Union, right? So, now, President Trump doesn't give the union until Tuesday evening. It'll be his first, obviously. Now, critics of Trump have already begun to express displeasure with his actions in the days leading up to the speech. And some young people have already think that he's already given the speech. And they're going to comment on it, which should scare you, because it scares me. Right? It shows you how much attention they're actually paying, which really is none. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. You know what? Heat up your coffee, get yourself a drink, come on back to the table. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 855-715-7311, 855-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system. Solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
Back. You're listening to Real Fat on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Please be part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just get it, just engaging. You know, seriously, it's a big deal. Just engage in the process. Again, like I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, so Campus Reform has a post up about college students who hate Trump, and they hated his State of the Union address. There's only one problem. He hasn't given it yet. These people are so hateful. Like I keep saying, it's the love Trump hates thing. I guess it's not real. Or, I just don't understand it. Take a listen. It's always fun. But seriously, when you here.
I'm Kevin Phillips of Campus Reform. Today we're at NYU getting students' opinions on President Trump's State of the Union address. Except that speech won't happen for another 7 days. But what will they say when we ask them what they thought of it? Let's find out.
Well, we've been getting people's reactions today to the State of the Union last night. Some people were saying that it was the most racist State of the Union that's ever happened. What was your reaction to everything that was said?
I didn't watch it because I couldn't bring myself to watch it. Quite racist, at the very least. If not up there with most racist.
Yeah. Wow.
It's
already quickly climbing.
I love that, though. I couldn't bring myself to watch it. You couldn't watch it if you wanted to. It wasn't on. That's why you couldn't bring yourself to watch it. Oh, my God. Keep that person under surveillance.
Scale. Some of the people said today that they thought his immigration stance and that he outlined last night was especially hateful. What do you think of that?
It's something that I wouldn't have expected to happen in, like, our lifetime. It's offensive. It is crazy, but I'm not shocked by it, by what he's done in the past. So
pretty ugly. I believe what I'm hearing about his rough nature and the hate that he probably said.
He told the Democrats the wall got 10 feet higher because they didn't stand up and give him applause at one point. What do you think of all that?
It's the behavior of someone who refuses to accept accountability for their failures.
The way he acts, you shouldn't.
Apparently she hasn't seen any of the Clinton stuff, but no. Again, they're speaking with such I don't know the word I want to use here. I mean, they make it sound like they have such authority, like they sat there, they listened, and they took notes, and they have a clue. They have no clue. They're so full of themselves, it's pathetic.
You'd be acting like that if you're the leader of the country, regardless of what party you're in. So that frustrates me a lot.
Well, I guess old Blamo didn't do any of that, did he?
I mean, it doesn't surprise me that was the State of the Union address.
Hopefully everything that he's outlined can be overturned by the public opinion.
Was there any...
Yeah, because that's how we work, you know, here in this country. We overturn things by public opinion. It has nothing to do with legislation or anything else. You get those picket signs, and you can change any law. Oh, my God. And the fact that she even said what he outlined, what was she... I mean, she's got to be a crackhead. There's no way around it, because there was no speech.
One thing in particular that you saw people most upset about?
Probably with immigration going on with the whole DACA thing and him trying to build the wall.
One of the craziest moments when he started.
Trying to build a wall. You mean the same wall that the Democrats approved back in the 90s? Yeah, that wall.
They build the wall chant with all the Republicans that were there.
Okay.
People on social media were accusing him of basically using the State of the Union as a campaign event.
Yeah, that's kind of ridiculous. I think it's absolutely crazy.
The fact that he started a chant, he's big on those.
But what's your reaction?
I think it reveals that he has the temperament of a three-year-old.
People,
I think that comment reveals that you have the brain cells of a three-year-old. What do you think? I mean, I'm kind of on the same page.
A lot of times, they're trying to say, don't listen to what he's saying, and they just want to shut it down just because it's Trump saying it. Do you think they have any ground there?
I don't think so. I think there are enough progressive and intellectual people that really analyze what he's saying.
Did you hear that? There are enough progressive and intellectual people that can analyze what he's saying, because the rest of us can't. We're too dumb. You're a college kid. And we don't get it. God, talk about being full of yourself.
Do you think he's going to follow through with the things that he promised last night?
I don't know. We'll see. He said he was going to become president. He became president.
That's right. He did become president. And guess what? He's the current president. That's right. So, you know, it's just amazing to me that these people really, 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 I get a kick out of this stuff. Because they really believe it. You know, you heard that one girl in particular. She had it going on. She's the smartest person in the room. Just listen to her talk. But what scares me is we've lost the ability, or not we, but those young people, they have lost the ability to say, gee, you know what? I don't know. Was that last night? I didn't catch that. Now, what will happen is, I love these people who say, no, you're not getting me on camera, you're not getting me on mic because you're not going to make me look stupid. I can't make you look stupid unless you are. If you're going to answer questions about things you know nothing about, then you are going to look like a fool. A couple weeks ago, when I was on CNN, I did a hit on CNN. They give you, sometimes they'll give you the stories like 7 minutes before you go on the air. I don't know how much detail you can look up and find out before you go on the air in 7 minutes. And one night they threw something at us after we got out at the desk. And I had to look there because I don't want to look like a fool. I don't need somebody's help to do that. I do a good job of that all by myself. And so I was sitting there and I said, look, my crystal ball is busted. I don't have an answer to that question. I would be, but if what you're saying is true, then it's this. So you've got these young people in college that feel like they have to answer every question. They have to know what everything is, and even when they don't, they have to fake it. Think about that. Why do you have to fake it? At that point, it's all about pride, is it not? And that's what scares me, is the pride is takes over those people. And that really is scary. At least for me it is, anyhow. How about this one? Did I do this story the other night? The professor said that male dominated textbooks deter from women. Oh, God, this is nuts. Apparently anything we do today. I remember at one point in time, you know, we were petrified that everything was going to kill us. And now we're petrified that everything makes you a white supremacist. Everything. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight, bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to IWantThatShelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. All right, get back in your seat. Enough with the gooey stuff. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. All right. So, last Friday, you know, we have a new sponsor who makes American flags here, in the U.S. Go figure. So I decided, I asked the owner, and we're going to have her in soon. I asked the owner if she would have a problem. I'd like to give away a flag, a couple flags a month. And I think that's a big deal. I think it's a good thing to do. Because not everybody, I mean, I know it's sometimes it's hard. You can't afford a flag and all of that. Now, I'm willing to give away the flags, but you know what? I got to take your word for it because I'm not going to drive by your house, but I need you to fly the flag to make sure that, seriously, that you're showing people the flag because it's a big deal. You know, we've been screaming on the show forever that you have to be willing to live out what you're talking about, what you're saying you're defending, right? That's all I'm saying. It isn't that hard. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's see. Before I give away the flag, let's think for a minute.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light,
they ain't just words.
So proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight.
The winner of the flag, the very first flag we've given away,
were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare.
Glenn Owen from San Juanquito, California, is now the proud owner of an American flag, hand sewn, hand stitched, embroidered right here in the wonderful United States of America. Now, listen, a couple of you, man, you were punching that email list up a lot. So that means don't give up, because we're going to do this every Friday for a while. Seriously. Because I want you to have one. I want you to have, I think you ought to have one. If you can afford it, buy it. If you can't, pound away here. But it's a wonderful thing to have. Look at, I'm not a freak about this stuff, but I got to tell you, when I walk outside and see mine, I get excited about it. Because it looks like a real flag. Well, it is a real flag. But it's not, you know, it's not one of those printed jobbies. You know what I mean? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Congratulations to Glenn Owen of San Jacinto, California. You know what's really funny is I live in California, and I can't even pronounce the name of a city in California. I know, that's pretty scary, isn't it?
Because you're not Spanish.
Well, hey, I'm closer than you are. You know, I come from Italian descent. You know, we're for all intents and purposes, you know, one quick plane ride away from Spain. Or is that not no longer Hispanic? Now we have to be actually from Mexico? I don't understand. Anyhow, I am Joe Messina, host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Let's get back to it. This is always funny. Professor says that male-dominated textbooks deter women in the econ classes. Although, I don't get it. What is the color of one's skin? Or the gender? Now, here's the thing. You cannot have it every way, people. Those of you that are on the non-gender, lack of cisgen, non-whatever, whatever, conforming, whatever, conformists, right? You can't say that male-dominated textbooks, when you don't believe in male. You don't believe that this is male or female. How do you do that? Do you understand how confusing that is? It's got to be confusing even to you. You couldn't make that argument to save your butt. University of Michigan professor recently argued that the lack of women in economics textbooks can help explain why few females pursue the field. Right, because he's done a study on this. Associate economics professor Betsy Stevenson and Hannah, get it? You catching a common theme here? A Master of Public Policy candidate recently reviewed the depictions of women and men in 8 leading economic tech books, finding that 77% of the people represented were male. And I'm sure they were shooting for 80 and they screwed up, right? The gender disparity was even more pronounced for specific mentions of economics. Stevenson and Zlotnick discovered, reporting that the male economists outnumbered women 12 to 1. Well, if they're not in it to begin with, how are they going to rise to the top? This didn't just start last Tuesday, you know what I'm saying? In one particular textbook, there were no female economists to be found. Well, if you look in the back of the book, sometimes in the front, it tells you the team that put it together, who was on the committee, and all of that. Maybe there were no women on the committee. You know what? Maybe they went to the top 12. And forgive me, ladies, but maybe one didn't rise to that level. I don't know. Instead of looking at the book and looking through the book and saying there's not enough women in there, why don't you find out how they arrived at what they came up with? Stevenson and Zlotnick argue that the gender disparity could help explain why women aren't attracted to the field. Right. Right. Because women don't get, you know, it's not like a challenge to go, hey, there's not enough women here. Let's go ahead and show them we can do this. They never do that. This fact both makes it likely that economic textbooks are male-dominated and suggests that concrete steps need to be taken to understand why economics is not attracting female students. They added that one part of the answer may be that women do not see themselves or their interests or their lives described in economic textbooks. You know, when do we stop making excuses for why things aren't and start talking about why things are? But seriously, if women like economics, get in there and go for it. If you want to be pilots, get in there and go for it. You know, technicians, look at, in the technology field, field technicians, it's probably the same number. It's like 75 to 25. Is it because they don't reach out to women? No. Doesn't seem to appeal to women. You know, when we had our computer company, we would What was it called? Groundhog Shadow Day, right? We'd offer internships. We'd bring them in, and every once in a while, we'd get a female in there. And you'd ask them, how come it's so hard to get you in here? What got you into this? And the women just don't like it. They don't see it as a field that they want to get involved with. Is it because they have to shut computers around? I don't know. Haven't sat down and talked to a lot of them. Is it because that all they ever see is, you know, young white, young Hispanic guys doing computer work? I don't know. I doubt it. Seriously, when a human being wants to do something, wants to get something done, they'll get it done. They'll pound away to get it done and make it happen. Lamenting the fact that textbooks are overwhelmingly male, the professors argued that textbooks should be forward-looking instead of representing the gender diversity they wish economics would attract instead of reflecting the current situation. How do you look forward to see who might step up and be a good economist? That's my question. How do you know? Additionally, one might argue that all types of students should be able to see themselves and their lives reflected in examples and discussions they see when they study economics. They went on to say, therefore, one could argue that textbooks not only should be representative of actual world, but reflect the diversity of the student body we would like to attract. So we don't want to deal with fact. We want to deal with how we'd like to sit. I don't remember whether it was here or in the South. It's a long time ago we did a story where a local legislator, when he went to his local pool to check things out, he saw that most of the lifeguards were Anglo. They were white kids. And he was very upset by it. He said that they needed more Hispanics because that's what was in the pool. He was looking at the pool saying it's not right. Doesn't reflect who's in the pool. Maybe. Hispanics didn't step up. And I'd rather have somebody who could save my life no matter what color they were. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel, great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers, it works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract,
talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
Live, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate it. I really do. I know I say it and people go, yeah, you don't really mean it. Of course I mean it. I'm not one of those guys that says stuff that I don't mean to be. You know what? You know my joke about the Hollywood kiss-kiss type? I'm not them. Doesn't work for me. Okay. Let's finish up with some of the wonderful stories going around. You know, the millennials are on my radar for the moment. So, some of you guys out there, you've been around for a long time. I was never a big fan, but I enjoyed watching them from time to time. The old James Bond movies, right? So the millennials now are slamming the old movies, saying they were a sexist, racist, and, you know, Sean Connery, he was a rapist. So, they've been around, these films have been around 40, 50, 60 years, whatever. Many millennials are claiming that the older ones, starring Sean Connery and Sir Roger Moore, are offensive due to the sexism and the racism, you know, and basically, 007 looks like a rapist. Because, you know, you can always hear those women screaming to stop, right? You know, they always look so, afterward, in the opening, next opening scenes, after they obviously had sex, they always look so upset and mad. He's a womanizing assassin from an age gone by. But was James Bond offensive in her debut as M in 1995's GoldenEye, Judi Dench said that Pierce Brosnan's 007, I think you're a sexist, misogynist dinosaur. A relic of the Cold War, whose boyish charms thought lost on me, obviously appealed to that young girl I sent out to evaluate you. Now millennials who recently voiced their offense at the 1990s sitcom Friends. Wow, Friends is on the chopping block? That's hilarious. Oh, these are their people. Good for them. You know, we were talking about that during the break. They're eating their own now. This is great. Just, I'm telling you, man, don't fight them. Sit back and watch. They will tear each other up. Right? First they're beating up on Friends. Now they're beating up on... You can't beat up on James Bond. That's just un-American. Even if he is British. One wrote that watching all James Bond movies and realized dude was a low-key rapist. Another said in early films, James Bond was full-on rapist, like in Goldfinger. Really? Well, one tweet read, watching old-school Sean Connery James Bond movies, well, he's basically rapist who occasionally murders a Russian person. They missed that whole spy thing, didn't they? Right? They missed that whole thing about, you know, the guy wanting to blow up the world. Yeah, it doesn't much matter, right? I love this stuff. But it's not just the character of 007 millennials have a problem, but it's the supporting roles and the general tone of the movies. Look, you're not going to be able to make any more movies unless it's Teletubbies anymore. See, think about it. There isn't anything that these kids, yeah, I'm calling them kids because that's how they're acting, there isn't anything that any one of these kids thinks is somehow offensive, out of line, or whatever. So you won't be able to make movies about war because they kill people. My God, I'd love to sit some of these kids down in a room and watch bits and pieces of some of these old movies like Tora, Tora, Tora. That's not really even old. How about who do you like the guy? The Cagney. You know, the old Cagney movies. Right? Remember the classic Tiffany's? What do you think they would think about those movies? They're too gender specific, probably. Who was the guy? Rock Hudson. Every woman's dream. Gayer than gay can be. No, he was. He was Jim Neighbor's buddy, so to speak. But no, all I'm saying is, it's just amazing. They would probably make fun of him and be mad at him for the movies he made if he was here today. I wonder if any of these people could win awards anymore. Oh. One said, watching The Man with the Golden Gun, and good Lord, the fact that they thought that the hyper-racist sheriff character was a fun, wacky presence to bring back speaks volumes of what they were like. No, doofus, it's just a movie. And we knew it was tongue-in-cheek. At least most of us with two brain cells to rub together knew it was tongue-in-cheek. It's just amazing, isn't it? A Twitter user added that if millennials think Friends is sexist, they should watch James Bond, A View to Kill. They'll go out of their mind. They will pop brain cells all over the place. Anyway, what? A new book by a university professor says that James Bond wasn't sexist. God. I don't even know. James Bond wasn't sexist. He was just a stylish commando. That's pretty good. I like that. But think about it. I mean, am I off on this, guys? I mean, seriously. Right? I mean, we're talking James Bond here. And what was going on for the day? I mean, seriously. Maybe they don't really understand how war works. Maybe they really don't understand how bad, you know, this kind of war, these kind of things were, right? Now, oh, God, this is hilarious. Apparently, come on, stop it. There was a Here, let me get this up. Stop. Gotta hate computers. You gotta hate computers. The they sat a group of millennials down to watch Friends. And the millennials watching Friends on Netflix have expressed reservations about the popular sitcom storylines describing it. You ready for this one? See, they don't want to see any history at all. They don't want to see how people act at a certain period of time. Because then they would have to understand and they have to say, you've come a long way. I mean, coming out as gay in the 70s wasn't anything like coming out gay in the 80s, 90s, 2000s. So what they're saying about Friends is its storylines were transphobic, homophobic, and sexist at best. Now, while the show ran for more than 10 years, it arrived on Netflix at the end of last year, starting in the UK. The series, right, we all know, had Jennifer Aniston in it, Matthew Perry, Courtney Cox, Lisa Kudrow, and Matt LeBlanc, and, oh, David Schwimmer, too. And, you know, all these, they went on to go into the movies and that kind of stuff. However, some millennials found that the LGBTQ plot points left them feeling uncomfortable. For example, when Chandler was paranoid about being perceived as a gay man or made mean-spirited jokes about his cross-dressing dad. Right. What's mean-spirited? And if you're not gay, you don't want to be perceived as gay. Why is it wrong for being concerned about being perceived as gay? It's just like if you're not a bigot or a racist and you don't want to be perceived as such, why is it wrong to be concerned about it? One person writes, rewatching Friends on Netflix and darn, never realized just how annoying and homophobic Ross was. It's a show, people. Friends is now on Netflix, but does the show's handling of race, gender, and sexuality stand the test of time? Yes, actually it does. How are you ever going to know? How are you ever going to understand what society was like? It's just like getting rid of all the references in, what, Tom Sawyer, Huckleberry Finn, using the N-word. How are you going to know how distasteful it was? How are you going to know how America was and where we've come from and where we've come to? Are you afraid of knowing these things? Even, you know, it's just like in California, they get rid of the Confederate flag off of any state object. You can't sell it to state because just the mindset or the thought that it's out there is wrong. But how are you going to know about the insensitive? Can you see a history teacher going, let me explain this flag to you that we can't have anymore because they'll throw you in jail for having it. It's this red flag. Has two blue crosses. Well, they're two blue lines that go diagonally on each side of the flag and they cut the middle. They got some. It takes you 20 minutes to explain the flag when in reality it's what some of those things stood for. One writer says, I was a uni student in the 90s, which I don't even know what that means. In the 90s. So look forward to rewatching Friends on Netflix over the New Year's Eve. He says, but I agree that the fat Monica and gay Chandler jokes felt very out of place now. And was Joey always that creepy? Well, yeah, actually he was. And that was the funny thing about it, because you know why? He was too dumb to know he was that creepy. That's what the funny thing was about it. You guys are so stuck. It's like the comedian. I'm so happy that the comedians on the left have seen you guys for what you are. Even the people that were fighting in your corner now talk about what wimps you are. I'm Joe Mastini, your host. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks so much for being with me tonight. Appreciate the time that you spent with me. Be safe. Have a great rest of the day, and God bless.